But now a basic question is asked, from where, by what process, the Prakriti is able to create such a variety? Pancha Mahabhutas and five objects of sensations, five senses, their coordination, their individuality, such tremendous variety, which may be called the world of determinations. Prakriti, which was one, which becomes triple, and which manifests in so many determinations, hundreds and trillions, how does it happen? There must be a principle in Prakriti. Capable of determining itself in millions and billions and trillions of forms and discriminating between one and the other and maintaining the individuality of each. Such capacity must be present. That capacity is called by Sankhya Buddhi. Buddhi has two important functions. Determines and discriminates. We might say Prakriti originally is indeterminate. It is like the duck or the cook who makes various kinds of preparations of food. So Prakriti is like the duck, indeterminate. It is by the operation of the power of determination that this indeterminate becomes determinate. And so many forms are brought out as it were. And by the power of Ahambhava, each determination is maintained. As a result of it, all the objects of the world are perceived as determinate objects. Sankhya, all this is unconscious. Everything, according to Sankhya, all this is unconscious. These principles function. It is like a machine. And machine can have various kinds of cogs, various kinds of elements, so that if there is one machine which brings out of indeterminate so many forms, so you call that machine Buddhi, all the determinations come out of it, it's unconscious. But all determinations come out because its structure is like that, so many things come out, all determinations. Buddhi itself is not determinations. Even the sensations are unconscious. As long as the products of Prakriti, they are all unconscious. It is jada. Prakriti is unconscious according to Sankhya. Then how does this, when we say buddhi, discriminating intelligence, we call it intelligence. The answer is that this unintelligent movement of Prakriti, when it is reflected in the Purusha, which is conscious, then what we call intelligence arises. Is unintelligent. But reflected in the conscious Purusha, it becomes conscious discrimination. one the question who knows determinations. He does not know determinations. The one who knows determinations is Purusha. Who senses